Hear ye, hear ye, the Kingmaker here. I want to talk about a subject that actually sparked from a family conversation that we were having. The topic is nothing just happens to people. Now, this is why I say that. When you understand fully and deeply that you create your own reality, then you understand that it is impossible for you to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, unless you believe that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's so funny. The conversation that was sparked had nothing to do with this, but then I was going to the post office probably 3 or 4 days ago, and there was a lady outside who worked for the news, and she stopped me, and it was, I guess, on the heels of the most recent mass shooting, and she asked me some questions and wanted to know if I would speak about my opinion on, you know, assault weapons being banned. So I answered the question about it, and then she says, well, are you, she asked me something about if I had a family, or if, I don't know, maybe I mentioned that I have 3 children. And she goes, like, are you and your children, do you all fear for your lives? And I stopped for a moment because, you know, I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be on the news. I don't want anybody thinking I'm insane, but I have to say the truth. So the truth was, no, I'm not. And then I proceeded to say, I'm sure that other people in a similar circumstance might feel fear for their lives. I, on the other hand, am not an energetic match for being shot up in a mass shooting, and neither is my children, which I'm sure to this lady probably seemed absurd, but that's the reality. When you believe that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time and anything can just happen to you, and that all of the horrific things you see on the news are just, you know, you're sitting there watching them, you know, calculating all of the things what chances, you know, that you have to be subject to those things, that's when you are an energetic match for that experience. I am a firm believer that I create my experiences. And I think that's part of the problem. Your average person doesn't really understand that or believe it for that matter. There is always a higher power, someone else that gets the praise or is pulling the master puppeteer pulling the strings, and they don't take any personal responsibility for their own environments, their own circumstances, their own lives. And therefore, they think that anything could just happen to them, which is why this podcast episode is about the fact that that's not real. That is all a figment of your imagination. So even sometimes it's not a conscious decision. Sometimes it's a subconscious decision. There's thoughts that you're having. There's momentum that you've built. There's, you know, things that you are working towards a particular outcome, and maybe you're not conscious of it. So when I was speaking with this group of family and friends that sparked this conversation, I gave the example about a car accident I got into in 2013. Some people get in car accidents because they're thinking about, or they're fearful of being in a car accident, so that's what they get. That wasn't really the situation with me. The situation with me was I wanted a different car than what I had. And without going into all the specifics of logistics about it, I wanted a different car than what I had. I liked the car that I had, but the car that I wanted at the time that I bought that car wasn't the one that I ended up buying. So I was not consciously thinking I was going to get a car accident, but I didn't want to trade out of the car that I was in and deal with the annoying financial drama associated with trading out of a car, negative equity, et cetera. And I, at the time, was in the car business. So I was in the automotive industry. So I knew what all of those particulars were, and none of it was something that I wanted any parts of. As a result, I got in a car accident, totaled out my car, was completely unharmed, not even a little bit. I mean, I didn't even get a speck of dirt on my dress, and I was wearing a white dress and white leather jacket and white leather boots. And walked away, you know, I was emotionally shaken up because I had never been in an accident before, but I caused that. There was no way, shape, or form to get out of the fact that I caused myself to get in an accident for the gap insurance to cover the negative equity and for me to be able to then the next week go and buy the exact car that I wanted. Then I've had situations where something is in your highest and best interest, and maybe deep down on a subconscious level, you know that you need to change or do something different, and then universe will shift things along for you. It'll, the car that you really need to get rid of, that's a representation of old habits and old thinking and old relationships, stops working. So now you have to go get a new car. But you knew you needed a new car. I've been in situations where, you know, a job situation needed to end, but I was comfortable in it. The money was good, this, that, and the other, but there was something better for me on the horizon. It's always what you want or something better. So I can trust that the universe has my highest and best interests at heart. And whatever my divine goal and aspirations are, and I remember at the time, I was comfortable, but I wanted to make more. I wanted to have a different experience. So the universe presented a circumstance for me to have that experience. I didn't know any of the details. That wasn't, you know, that's not my job. That's not my part. Then something shifted and everything was okay. There was no need to freak out. I was out of work for like a week and then I got another invitation. So even think about it from a perspective of like infants, you know, there's babies that come into this world and I don't know what the evolved level of consciousness of an infant is at that point, but we make decisions about the experiences that we're going to have before we even get here. We choose our parents, we choose the circumstances that we come into. And a lot of times, children and even people will come forward and become martyrs for the purpose of moving humanity forward. They make, for lack of a better term, what we would consider a sacrifice for the greater good. So whenever something happens to a person, our natural response is be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I always look at it differently. I'm always like, I wonder how they called the situation to them. And then I start thinking about what may even be a positive thing that has come out of this experience. Even Nipsey Hussle is a great example. You know, everybody's like, oh my God, this is terrible tragedies. He became a martyr. People picked up what his life's work and now are moving it much further and much faster than he was able to do while he was alive. And then he made statements like, you know, if they don't kill me first and this, that, and the other. He called that situation forth, period, the end, whether it was consciously in this lifetime or in the last. Nothing just happens to people. And as soon as you as an individual decide the experiences that you're going to have and the life that you're going to live and who you're going to affect and how the universe and everything else is going to interact with you, the sooner you can leave that arena of fear. And when random newscasters come up and ask you if you fear for your life, you can say no. Until next time, the Kingmaker.